This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite this weekend. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to all the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website. Just made some updates on there today, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now to start the show off, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got to start talking about two storms, Laura and Marco, that are now tropical storms that are headed into the Gulf of Mexico, probably Monday night, Tuesday into Wednesday. Now, the question is, Marco will probably be in the Gulf first, kind of coming along the edge of the Yucatan. It's going to be a tropical storm, might speed up a little bit to a hurricane, go back down to a tropical storm, and it looks like it'll reform as a Cat 1 hurricane, headed probably for Texas, but could skirt part of Louisiana, too. Now, the second one, Laura, is coming a little bit more to the right of where Marco is going to be. It's going to skirt the southwestern corner and the Keys of Florida. The tropical force winds are out 285 miles. It's a big storm. And we probably here in Tampa Bay will get skirted with some tropical force winds, maybe some bands of rain, but nothing like Louisiana and or Texas all the way over to Houston, where this could be going, and they could have, for the first time ever, two hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time. That's number one. And number two, two of them striking back-to-back almost in the same areas.
Yeah, this is...
within a matter of a couple of days.
Exactly, yes. This is very, very concerning, and of course, you know, one storm is obviously quite enough. But another one, of course, will bring another storm surge, more water, more rain, and depending on the characteristics of it, if it stays in a particular place, like we saw a recent hurricane just sort of sit over Houston for a long period of time, this is very concerning, so people have to be getting ready, and they have to be getting ready right now.
Well, you folks in Louisiana, Pascagoula, Mississippi, West, Louisiana, New Orleans, all the way over to Beaumont and Houston and over to Galveston and down towards the Mexican border, you need to be preparing because Houston, I would say, New Orleans and that area, I would say you're going to see in those two areas, you're going to see back-to-back storms.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, Captain, hopefully, I mean, obviously in New Orleans, they have the levees and they have the pumps and so forth. So hopefully there have been some of the improvements that have been being made over the years, and hopefully that'll make some difference.
Well, so far all of those things are working over there, but once again they'll get another chest to see what kind of a system they got, I do believe. Now, that's the best we can do for you folks, so keep your eyes on the sky, keep your eyes on the National Hurricane Center, pay attention to all the local forecasts, and because this is nothing to joke around with. Florida, thank God, again, dodged a bullet. We're just going to get skirted over here where I'm at, but we dodged another bullet.
Exactly right. And I remember when that other hurricane came through in the Tampa area, Captain. Yeah. It was a lot. Yeah.
We had some fun for a few days. Yep. I was without power at my house for a week.
Yeah.
I lived in a hotel for 4 days, but oh well. Now, did you hear about Vice President Pence as he clashed with a CNN anchor over the COVID response? The anchor was trying to say President Trump hadn't done enough soon enough and all that stuff. And Pence went right after the guy and he said, well, first of all, you people are very, very wrong. Here's what we did and how we did it. And the anchor just refused to listen to the vice president.
Well, absolutely, and that's because the name of the game is to blame Trump, blame Pence, make sure that everybody thinks the absolute worst, and it's really, really unfortunate. Of course, Vice President Pence was also trying to talk about, you know, the different things that President Trump did early on in the coronavirus crisis, like, you know, cut travel from China and so forth, and to take those kinds of measures, which were very unpopular at the time. Remember, I think even Joe Biden called it xenophobic.
Yeah.
And then later on agreed with it.
Yeah.
So this is part and parcel of just trying to beat up, you know, the ticket, as it were,
yeah,
by the news media.
And the anchor, John Berman, continued to talk over the vice president instead of letting him talk. He kept talking over him.
Well, sure, yeah, because I think maybe they score points or something like that. But again, if we're trying to get information to the people, you ask a question and let your guest respond. That's professional.
Well, I think if I was a White House, I'd quit going on CNN. Just snub them all together.
Yeah, perhaps
right.
So, yeah.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, so coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about President Trump and what he had to say in a Fox interview. And we're also going to talk about some of the blunders that nobody knew about last night because all they were talking about was, what a great speech former Vice President Biden gave. Well, guess what? He screwed up a couple times there. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of...
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking going on 4 years, and next time around I'll tell you about what a truck driver told me about Relief Factor. But it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, 100% drug-free, and it will go directly to the pain at its source and support healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, to find out more about this, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you can check out the three-week quick start. All it costs is $19.95 to get started. And you'll know in a couple of weeks, three at the most, whether or not this product will work for you. Again, all natural, convenient individual packets, supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. That's the relieffactor.com/captain website, relieffactor.com/captain. Or if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-500-8384. Now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the phone lines. We've got Mike and Clearwater on the line. So good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Captain, professor, my two favorite people. I want to talk about two stories. One is absolutely disgusting, and the other one is just laughable. I went on Google, Captain, and I typed in, school teaches kids that being white is bad. Apparently, there's some kind of elite school in Manhattan that are teaching kids that when you're born white, you're automatically a racist, which is absolutely disgusting and the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And then the laughable story is Mayor Lori Lightfoot has told the police to keep protesters away from her house and her block. Oh, my God, my life has been threatened. My home has been threatened. My family has been threatened. Well, guess what? You wanted to get rid of the police, right? Deal with it. That's what you get when you don't have police. So I want you all to comment on that and let me know what you all think.
All right, thanks, Mike, and have a great weekend. All right, that's Mike in Clearwater. Well, Kyle, let me just say I'm well aware of Lori Lightfoot, but you know what he said there and what she didn't say, well, she's got neighbors in the neighborhood, right?
Right.
She never said one thing about the neighbors.
Well, no. Again, this is almost, you know, typical liberal elite kind of mentality.
I, me, that sort of thing. Yep. Uh-huh.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, why don't we keep the demonstrators or the violence, I should say, away from all of the city? Why don't we quell the violence? You know, people can go out and protest. That's fine. That's First Amendment. But of course, you know, what we've been seeing, that's not just First Amendment expression. We've seen violence, real destruction. So she needs to, well, maybe this is a real wake-up call for her, but obviously what she's talking about, what Mike is mentioning, you know, again, just goes to this sort of as we were talking about, I, me.
Now, the second thing, I did hear about the school in New York, but I also heard the Democrats talking about it during the convention, and I've also heard some of the protests, the Black Lives Matter and all that sort of stuff parading around the countryside up in Portland and other places, talking about the fact, well, you're white, you've never known what it's like to not have everything and this, that, and the other, and then I heard the reference to the school talking about that. Now, I think you and I had a conversation about that somewhere along the line in the last, what, 7 to 10 days, something like that, where we talked about that?
Yeah, I think so. I seem to recall that. And, you know, but again, you know, to try to teach people, well, I'll just say this. You know, the answer to racism isn't like more racism or something like that. I mean, we just seem to be really going over the edge in this country.
Yeah.
What we need to be doing is teaching people, number one, that we're all children of God, number
yep.
one, and number two, that we can be kind to one another and we
yep.
can create opportunity,
yep.
but we shouldn't be going down this racial division road.
Right. And Mike, here's one for you. I'm going to announce this right now. I was going to save it for a little bit. But the Seattle mayor vetoed the defund the police budget plan that her council passed. She vetoed it, and I think we know why, don't we, Kyle?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's too far out of hand. Absolutely.
No, she wants to live to fight another political day.
Well,
they were going.
Well,
they
yeah.
were going after her. They were going after her, and they were going to get her removed from office. And this slows all that or stops that.
Well, hopefully then the better ideas will prevail, because, you know, obviously if she wants to veto this in the face of the demonstrations and the face of the political thrust that's going on not only in Seattle but throughout the nation, then yeah, as you said,
yeah.
she'll continue
and,
to
and guess
longer.
And guess where the Black Lives Matter folks will be protesting here in the next few days, right in front of her house.
Well, probably so.
Because they've already been there once.
But again, the defund the police, and by the way, if you say, well, we're just going to take money away from the police and put it in different things and whatnot, that's still defunding the police in my book. And, you know, so, yeah, exactly. They will continue to do that.
Now, President Trump, in an interview on Fox, blasted Joe Biden for not mentioning the rising violence in the cities or having any discussion about China in his speech, his acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention. And it was rather ironic that he was talking about the kumbaya and the coming together and this, that, and the other without talking about these violent thugs that are out there. By the way, in Democratic-controlled cities doing all of this.
Well, right. I didn't hear any Democrats condemning the violence. I still don't.
Yeah. No.
And I don't understand why they wouldn't do that. Well, actually, I do understand, because it's part of their thrust.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on. Let's take another caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat from Kentucky again. I just wanted to say I really loved what Kyle just had to say about we're all children of God. I think that was fantastic. And let me tell you that you're very informative, like always. I'm enjoying your show. And I miss you on Saturdays. I forget and I turn you on Saturdays and you're not there, so I have to wait until Sunday. But I'm enjoying your show, and you guys sound great.
All right, thank you. Well, we're always on the Internet. We're always streaming. Whenever the program's on the air, we're always streaming, either off our flagship stations, AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, The Answer, and, of course, we're always on GCNLive.com and TalkStream Live, Mojo Radio, TuneIn, there's so many. Oh, iHeart. I just can't think of all of them there, Kyle.
That's right, yeah. There are many different ways, and but I appreciate what Pat said. I appreciate it.
Now, there's a poll out there that came out yesterday that stated that nearly half of Americans are not confident the presidential elections will be fair. Why do you suppose that is?
Wow. Well, because we've had every single possible thing go wrong, it seems, this year, number one. But number two, all of this talk about, of course, because of the pandemic, but all of the talk about the mail-in voting and all of the what's fraught with peril is just, I think it's just overwhelming for people. And I think most people would like to know that this is going to be a secure election, that they're going to go vote. They could vote by absentee. They stand in line at different places, at the Home Depot and all the places like that, and they could stand in line to vote. But they also know, Captain, that there's going to be a lot of subterfuge here and fraud, as you said. Otherwise, why are the Democrats saying the things that they're saying and trying to set the stage to challenge the election?
Yeah, and of course, we just had a judge say that the mail-in ballots where they had the problems in New Jersey, that election has to be held over again. So I don't know when they're going to hold it, but it'll be happening. Now, the other thing is, the president had a private memorial service yesterday at the White House for his brother, Robert Trump, and then he was sent off for burial, I guess. I think that's what was going on. But our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to the family. They were close, and it's a shame what happened.
Yeah, very, very much so. The loss of a loved one is many times unbearable, and our hearts just go out to the president and his family. Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to finish the first segment or second segment with this. As murders are soaring, more and more judges are freeing more violent crime suspects with electronic monitoring devices, but they're still going out there and doing bad things.
Yeah, this prison from home doesn't seem to be working too good here because...
You want an example?
Sure.
Portland, Seattle, and Minneapolis, where a number of people with ankle bracelets were out on the streets.
Yes. Well, exactly. And, of course, this is all because of COVID-19 in many ways. But here's the thing. If we're all supposed to wear masks, people in jail can't wear masks. These questions come up, and they're never really addressed.
All right, hold that thought. By the way, folks, when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you about the House Ethics Committee and the fact that they admonished Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for something that happened in 2019. Wait till you hear this, and I had honestly forgotten all about this, but I guess the Democrats didn't, and he got admonished by the House Ethics Committee. And we'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Why, Captain? Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder, and I'll be with Larry Elder on the 23rd of October down in Sarasota for an event we're going to have there, Salem Media Group. The National Group guys are going to be there, and I'll be there that night, and I'll be the master of ceremonies of the event, so looking forward to that. So there'll be more about that, and I'll be telling you about it as I find out more. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. They can even help you with your homeowners or renter's insurance, too, through the GEICO insurance agency closest to you. Now, if you want to go online, Geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, type in your zip code, you can get some cost comparisons right off the bat and actually do whatever you want to do. If you want to change your policy right there, change your coverage, right there on the internet through the Geico website. You don't have to see an agent if you don't want to. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, Kyle, who's in charge of the House of Representatives?
Well, that would be the Democrats right now, yeah.
Now, this is just another reason why the Republicans need to take control of the House and keep control of the Senate. The House Ethics Committee, which, of course, is Democratic-controlled, I believe the chairman of that committee is Alcee Hastings. Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he was impeached as a judge in Florida and managed to get elected as a congressman. Don't ask me how, don't ask me why, but he did. Now, he and his committee admonished Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for a 2019 tweet against the former attorney to the president, President Trump, Michael Cohen. Now, Gaetz tweeted out that Michael Cohen was unfaithful to his wife and had girlfriends. He apologized for it a few months ago, and now they've admonished him, which is kind of like when you do something wrong and you work for a company, they put a letter in your file.
Right, yeah, it's a formal reprimand, basically. Yeah.
So Matt Gaetz is now got a letter in his file. Oh, boy. How do you like that?
Well, exactly. But again, a lot of these things, no matter what, you know, because there are Democrat representatives in Congress who have said the ghastliest things. But
Omar, Tlaib, AOC, and nothing happened to them.
Exactly. So, in other words, there should be a standard, and if you sort of go above that or go beyond that, then there may be some kind of retribution, but it should be at least even-handed.
Now, the United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo went to the United Nations this week to try to get the snapback sanctions put back on Iran, correct?
Right, right.
In the meantime, 13 of the 15-member UN Security Council oppose the U.S. push for Iranian sanctions.
Well, sure, of course. Now, first of all, the big players in this, of course, Russia, China, they're not likely to really get on board with something like this. Then you have other countries in Europe, of course, that are they have their own concerns about Iran continuing, you know, trying to fast track its nuclear program and so forth. However, that being said, you know, what Secretary Pompeo is trying to do, I think, is make the case that, look, you know, the world is winning against Iran in terms of the sanctions right now. And the snapback is there for a reason. It needs to be put in place to make sure that Iran continues to crumble. The Iranian regime, I think I should clarify, continues to crumble as a result of that, because that may be the best way to get to a better day of peace in the Middle East.
And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, folks, the professor of politics. I want to say hello to some friends in the chat room. Maria from Germany is in the chat room right now. And hello, Maria. How are you? Wally's in there. Steve in Thailand is in there as well. And Al, I believe, was in there earlier. And am I missing anybody, Kyle? Oh, Richard the Marine. There we
go. Richard the Marine, yeah.
Okay, so they've all said hello, so we're saying hello back to them. Now, Lori Loughlin, the actress, apologized for the college scam deal that she got involved in as she pled guilty and was sentenced yesterday. Both she and her husband got prison time, as well as a fine, as well as a probation sentence, as well as community service. She gets 2 months in jail. He gets 5 months in jail. She gets 2 years probation. I'm not sure how long his probation is, but both of them have to do hundreds of hours of community service on top of all this, and then there's a big fine. She's got to pay $150,000. I'm not sure what he has to pay.
I think $250,000 for him. Yeah, $250,000. And they have to complete Laughlin 100 and hours of community service, and Giannulli 250 hours of community service. But I heard a report about this earlier, Captain, that essentially, you know, these fines are actually, they don't even come close to the actual money they paid in order to, you know, to do the cheating to get into the university. So there's some little bit of a story there, I think. But, yes, you know, anybody who has kids who's graduating high school, they know how hard they have to work in order to get accepted into college and to have different options and so forth, especially if they take things like International Baccalaureate, or if they take the AP courses and take the exams. It's a lot of work, and for somebody to be able to leapfrog over them, that's just not cool.
Well, it was $700,000 worth of leapfrogging.
Yep.
And now it's whatever it is on top of that, so that's well over $1 million. And what did they get them? Nothing.
Nothing. Just a jail time and ruin their reputation.
And the daughters, too, because they're out of school.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it actually ended up hurting their kids as opposed to really helping them. I mean, so it's just a disaster every which way.
Yeah. Now, the Portland beating suspect, the one that we saw kicking the guy in the head and knocking him unconscious, turned himself in after a week-long manhunt. And we also had a situation in Oregon where they had a sniper that was going around shooting at people, and they arrested him on doing some really good police work. But the person that did the beating turned himself in, which is probably good for him rather than being out there, because there was a nationwide manhunt on for that guy.
Well, that's right. And the Portland police basically said they thanked everybody who gave information about him. I feel like he felt the walls closing in and decided to turn himself in. So that is a good thing. But he's being charged, Captain, with three felonies for the beating and things that he did and rioting and so forth. These are part of the charges. And again, you know, people go out there, some kind of switch gets thrown. They think that they're going to get away with it, but no, not in this case, at least.
How does the Declaration of Independence start out?
Declaration of Independence starts out
of course,
human events. Yeah,
we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
That's right.
What did Joe Biden say?
Well, he did a little addition there under the guise of quoting it. See, it's one thing to paraphrase it. It's another thing to quote it. I think he said all men and women. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men and women are created equal. Nobody really picked up on that because they're all going Google-eyed over it. But when they went back to do a little fact-checking and whatnot, boom, that's the first thing that showed up.
Well, exactly. And so, again, if you're quoting it in a context or if you're trying to paraphrase it, that's one thing. But, again, he was doing that, and he did it very specifically, I think, because otherwise he would immediately come under fire for somehow appearing sexist. But it's one of the founding documents of our nation, obviously, and obviously things have been clarified over time and this kind of thing. It is kind of interesting. At the very least, he didn't just say, it's the thing, you know the thing. But he stopped himself, remember, because I don't think he wanted to say that we're one nation under God, that kind of thing. That we're created, we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. I think he stopped himself at that rally and said, oh, no, I don't want to say that. Okay, well, you know the thing. It's a thing.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, folks, we're getting ready to take a break here because we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway Report number one. A lot of smoke out west for openers, and those two big storms coming in to the Gulf of Mexico, they're just looming. If you look at the weather map, you'll see it down there off Florida and off Cuba and off the Yucatan Peninsula. They're just looming down there, working their way towards the Gulf of Mexico, and they should be in probably Monday sometime. By Monday night, they'll both be in the Gulf looking to go wherever they're going because they have a mind of their own, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, a lot of factors involved, especially with the pressure systems and so forth. Yeah.
All righty, hold that thought. Here comes the music in my ear, and we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at the highways for the truckers out there that are out on the roads tonight. And Trucker Dan, thank you very much for chiming in and telling us about Relief Factor, and I'll tell your story during the truckers' break coming up there. Don't go anywhere, folks. We are coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands
thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Stop on by, tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you will get a free hot cup of coffee. Or if you're a member of the Drivers Club and you got one of those nice mugs that they have that you can get with the points you get after buying so much fuel, then it'll fill you up with a hot or a cold drink, whatever it takes. And here we go with one of the classic all-time trucker songs from the movie with the same name, Convoy.
A can on back,
about to pull a plug on your dream.
And that's how we get this hour started, the Truckers Highway and Byron Report. And by the way, that was Chris Christopherson started that movie. Ally McCraw was the female lead that played along with him. The sheriff was Ernest Borgnine was in that. And let's bring Kyle into this. All right, Kyle, I'm going to read the weather statement here, and then we'll find out what's going on. Hazards persist in the west. Tropical storm Laura and Marco will be impacting Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Mexican Yucatan Peninsula. Record high temperatures, fire weather concerns, and air quality issues continue to impact the western United States. Tropical storm conditions are expected across portions of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, where we have people listening to us on AM 1000. And additionally, heavy rainfall could cause mudslides and flash and urban flooding through Sunday. And then there's Tropical Storm Marco, which is expected to move into the south central Gulf on Sunday and slowly meander up towards Texas. And that is going to probably be a Category 1 hurricane before Tropical Storm Laura gets in there and does the same. So now you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we still have obviously a lot of heat out in the west, but right now, of course, that heat is translated into fire, and that fire is translating into smoke. We have a lot of dense smoke, and we're going to tell you about that in just a moment. We're going to start in Phoenix, in the Arizona area in Phoenix. We do have, of course, heat there. South Central Arizona, 108 to 114 projected, but they also have an air quality alert with ozone, we understand. And moving across the desert, we still have excessive heat watches. But in the Los Angeles area, we now have some possibility of rain and possible thunderstorms as the remnants of Hurricane Genevieve comes over Southern California. It's a little bit of early rain, it would seem, if that transpires. But, of course, the real story are the fires and the smoke, Captain. Right now, 991 square miles have been burned. There are over 500 fires burning, we understand. 500 homes have been destroyed, and 100,000 people have been evacuated. And just to give you an idea of the size of these fires, up in the Bay Area, for example, where they have the LNU Lightning Complex and the SCU Lightning Complex and the CZU Lightning Complex, 302,000 acres. In one case, 274,000 and 57,000 acres. And the list just goes on. Thousands upon thousands of acres burning. And this also, Captain, just a little while ago, California governor saying he's reaching out to Canada and to Australia. Get this, for help with the fires as other fire crews come in from different states. But we still have those dense smoke advisories going out almost all the way across the state of Nevada in the north, all across Reno, the Reno area and the Carson City area, of course. And all that continues on up into southern Oregon with the smoke advisories, and then up through Ohio, up Interstate 15, of course, as you go through Idaho Falls, and on up into Montana, and we have a fire weather warning at the very northern part of Montana, up near the Blackfeet Indian Reservation, with the border with Canada there. Colorado, unfortunately, same story, still smoke from those wildfires all through the Grand Junction, Fort Collins, Denver area, and going on down into New Mexico through Santa Fe and Albuquerque.
Well, you've also got Wyoming over in the western Nebraska with a dense smoke advisory there. And we've got some rain right now in southern Minnesota across I-90. Looks like Rochester, Minnesota is going to be getting some thunder and lightning storms. There are some flash flood watches and warnings in the mix there, too, coming across. And then down on the Metroplex of Dallas, we've got poor air quality there. Right now in the Houston area, poor air quality there. to the west and north around Midland, Texas. We have some thunderstorms in the area there. We've got rain tonight up in the mountains of South Carolina along I-85, and then in North Carolina along I-85, and then up in the mountainous part of Virginia around I-81, I-64, and then what looks like we got a little bit of rain or fog or a mixture of both in Maryland and Jersey along towards the water. Now, the big story, of course, is the tropics. We've got Tropical Storm Laura, which is a big storm, 285 miles out in terms of the tropical force winds. I'm going to read the latest advisory that we had here for Tropical Storm Laura as well as for Tropical Storm Marco. Yeah, now, tropical storm conditions are expected across portions of the northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico through Saturday. Tropical storm conditions are expected along the northern coast of the Dominican Republic and Haiti and the Turks and Caicos and southeastern Bahamas on Saturday into Sunday. Heavy rainfall is likely across these areas beginning and could cause mudslides and flash and urban flooding through Sunday. Now, that's for the listeners listening on this, to us on AM 1000 down there in the Caribbean right now. In addition, tropical storm conditions are possible over portions of the central Bahamas on Sunday night. Then here's where you got to pay attention, you folks here in the Gulf states. The details of the long-range track and intensity forecast remains more uncertain than usual since Laura is forecast to move near or over portions of the Greater Antilles through Monday. However, Laura could bring storm surge, rainfall, and wind impacts to portions of Cuba, the Bahamas, and Florida early next week and the northern U.S. Gulf Coast by the middle of the week. Interests all along there should monitor the progress of Laura and updates to the forecast during the next few days. Now, very quickly, moving over to Marco. Marco's not quite as organized, but Marco is moving along just the same. Marco's forecast to strengthen over the northern Caribbean Sea through Saturday as it approaches the northeastern coast of the Yucatan Peninsula. A hurricane watch and tropical storm warning are in effect for portions of that region. Meantime, the system is expected to move into the south-central Gulf of Mexico as a tropical storm on Sunday. Then, some additional strengthening is anticipated on Sunday. It will weaken as the forecast approaches the northwestern Gulf Coast on Tuesday, but it's too soon to know whether or not it will fire itself back up again in the warm waters and, in fact, become a Category 1 hurricane. However, it is headed towards, if you had to put a center on where it's going, Houston, Texas.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So there you go, and that's what we got. That's a lot of weather to absorb, but if you're along the Gulf Coast and you're running along I-10 or you're going down to the border, then keep in mind that you are going to have a lot of rain and possibly some wind to go along with it.
Yeah, very, very much so. I mean, again, this sort of double whammy is unprecedented. I think not since the late 1920s or early 30s have we seen something like this.
Never had two hurricanes at the same time in the Gulf, and that's what we could have right now. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're coming back with hour number two. And Steve Bannon chimed in and had something to say yesterday. We'll talk about that. We'll also have a little bit of humor for you. And Bernie Sanders, oh boy, Bernie Sanders had to get his 2 cents worth in yesterday. Wait till you hear what he had to say. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.